know him from the Smiley Morning Show. Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL.
If you think I'm going to take care of my own backside, you're in for a big surprise.
Wrapped up in a bag and bound and over the head of the
mirror. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know what flight I'm supposed to be on. I just need an adult.
So you couldn't get to your travel destination and sit on a beach in 10 all week.
Woo! I'm working really hard not to pee here, guys.
And you just picked up a poop nugget.
With your foot.
You guys gotta taste these Jimmy Chums.
You can see me. Speak to me.
Yeah, that one, a mommy loves a daddy, they hug in a special way.
Sure, if you want me to. I'm here for 2 years, by the way.
Oh. Is someone sauteing onions?
Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's time to listen to the radio, my friends. It's time for us to talk to you. Welcome to Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, love, and music. We got a great show lined up for you. Trust me, you're going to like it. It's good stuff. Darren Earlywine here with Lisa Greff. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing?
I am so good and tired.
So good and tired?
Yeah.
Why are you tired?
Well, Josie's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, party
She's
down.
She's three. So, yeah, it's just
You know,
like,
those three-year-old birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. Well, with family. You know, you never know what to expect.
That's true.
And it was off the chain.
So you'll be recovering today. Ryan Allwer, how are you, Ryan?
I'm recovering as well. So my 90s cover band mixtape had a show last night in Hagerstown, Indiana.
You know where what? I almost came to see you last night.
Really?
Until I map searched where Hagerstown was.
Yeah, it's basically in Maryland. It's it's like, it's almost to Richmond on 70.
Yeah.
The sign says, you know, population of 2,000 are the friendliest people on earth. And they were.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Sure.
It was just a long show and not a lot of sleep. But we're here. We're going to have a great show. It's going to be awesome.
It is. Now, I don't know. Katie, does our signal reach out to Hagerstown?
Cannot confirm.
Cannot confirm. Well, if you're out in Hagerstown, you know what? We're saying good morning to you.
Yeah.
Like on Radio Theology.
If you can hear us.
Yeah, if you can hear
Call us.
If not,
say
sorry.
Hi.
It might be the only thing that you have to do on Sunday morning in Hagerstown.
Very possible. And producer Katie, you were out at the Love Ball last night, right? Our sister station, 107.9 The Mix.
Yeah, if you remember KJ from way back when.
Absolutely,
she threw the Love Ball last night, and it was like an 80s-themed throwback party. A lot of hairspray, a lot of makeup.
Nice.
That sounds fun.
I'm also on the recovery train this morning.
Wait, I didn't do much of anything yesterday except hang out, and so I got tons of energy.
Darren's like, I feel extremely rested.
Anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today. You know what? It's been a tough week in America, let's be honest, friends.
Yeah.
And what we could do this morning is we could host our radio show, talk about stuff that doesn't really matter, make everybody, you know, we don't want to make everybody uncomfortable. Just talk about some surface issues.
Yeah.
Not going to that.
Nah. Are we going deep today?
I don't know. It just came out of my mouth. Anyway, we're gonna go deep this morning, and we got some great guests lined up. We just want to talk about we want to talk about love this morning, because there's been a lot of hate on the airwaves, a lot of hate in people's hearts, a lot of hate just kind of going out in the world this week. We're gonna reset that and talk about love this morning and what it looks like to actually love your neighbor and make a difference. I think it's gonna inspire you. I hope it's gonna bring some hope to your life. And if you don't like that, hopefully in between all of that, we'll give you some great tunes and maybe make you laugh a few times. So this is Radio Theology presented by Olivet Nazarene University, 99.5 ZPL. We'll be with you till 10 o'clock. Good morning, Indianapolis. Nothing holding us back. I don't know about you. Don't let the covers hold you back this morning. You know what I mean? Sometimes when I'm getting up, I feel like somehow my covers have they've come alive.
Yeah.
And they hold me back. They hold me and sometimes they speak to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what did they say?
I've got to get up. I need to be somewhere. Like this morning, I needed to be here.
Yeah.
And then I was laying there, and all of a sudden, I heard a voice. I don't know where it's coming from, but I realized it was my covers. They were holding me back. You know what they were saying? We keep you warm.
Yes.
No, listen.
Stay wrapped up. Stay wrapped
up. I'm
going
to play devil's advocate here.
Okay. Go ahead, Katie.
Because this show, I guess, works with that. Listen,
yeah.
You can listen to the radio from your bed.
You could.
Right.
You don't have to go to church because this counts.
But you can't host a radio show from your
that
bed.
That was my problem.
That's your problem, yeah.
If you're, right now, if your sheets are going, hey, just stay right here. Let us hold your back because we'll keep you warm and cozy. You know what? Listen to them.
Yeah.
And just stay in bed.
Do it.
For me, I was like, I need to drive across town
mm-hmm.
and host this amazing show presented by Olivet Nazarene University with Lisa, Ryan, and producer Katie.
Oh, my gosh.
If I would have listened to my devilish covers holding me back, you know what? No faith, hope, and love on the airways.
No. Lisa and I would just be looking at Katie, just be like, what are we doing?
Nope, we're doing this.
Yeah, no, we're doing I could probably do a Darren impression.
I'm sure you could. What would it sound like, Ryan?
You got the hair down.
I know, we got the hair. My shirt would have to be a little tighter.
Hey.
Every day.
Yeah.
All I do, I come in here to get made fun of. I see how it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. Welcome to Radio Theology, my friends. We're here every Sunday morning. Maybe you've never listened before. Maybe this is your first time listening on a Sunday morning. We used to be on Sunday nights. Now we're on Sunday mornings. Every Sunday morning, 7 to 10. We're so glad you're tuning in this morning.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. Talk about love. Talk about making a difference in our community. And if you got anything going on in your life, maybe you want to just get off your chest. Maybe you got something you need some help with. Maybe you're on the Sunday morning struggle bus this morning. Listen, we're here for you all morning long. We'd love to take your calls, 317-228-1099. We are live. We are local. We're here for you. You can also tweet at us all morning. Ryan's checking the socials, and we'll do our best to stay in touch with whatever is going on in your life. Each week, we do a segment called Lisa's Pieces. And Lisa, you give us just some pieces of your mind, some pieces of pop culture, what's going on around the world. What do you have prepared for us this a.m.?
Well, this week I got really depressed because I was on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Probably enough said.
Yeah.
But
that'll do it.
It's just like every time you click on what's trending, what's trending. So sometimes I do and sometimes I try not to. But this week I was like, you know what? I'm just going to check it out. This is how I get my news. So Barcelona. I'm just like, are you kidding me? People, stop running people over with your freaking cars.
Yes, please.
It just, I mean, I thought that was common sense. It's not.
Evidently not.
Especially if you're ISIS or a terrorist in any way. But anyway, I got really sad.
Yeah.
Carried the weight of the world on my shoulders. And then I start in search of good news. I'm like, there's always a good news story, usually, that comes out of tragedies like this.
Right.
So that's my goal, is to find something positive to end this on, as, you know.
Because there's no way to make the real news good.
Exactly.
It's just so tragic.
Right.
So is there a nugget of goodness in here?
Teeny tiny
to
nugget.
To at least season it.
Right.
All right.
And so I found something.
Oh, let's hear it.
So, you know, it's the Barcelona guy, he ran over people in this tourist spot.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different nationalities, lots and lots of people. Everyone's, of course, got their phones out taking pictures. The government has said, can you not post the pictures on social media? And so, of course, instead.
So now, why didn't they want them to post the pictures?
Well, two reasons. One, and for the victims and their families, you know, some may have not even known that their family member has died.
Pull up Twitter and be like, that's your,
oh,
your
mom.
Exactly. Right.
And so, that was part of it. And then the other part was like, let's not give these guys any satisfaction in seeing the damage that they've caused.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, and so they started posting, all the Spaniards started posting pictures of their cats. Okay. So if you like search the hashtag pray for Barcelona and that in Spanish, whatever that is, and hashtag Barcelona, any of the common hashtags for this terrorist attack, they're cats.
Just cats?
Yeah. Pictures of cats, because they want to flood it with not the bad stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So then if you're that guy or if that, because I think ISIS took credit for it. If they're
ISIS
like, hey,
did,
look what we did. Check, you know, search the hashtag to see how we hurt people and how we were terrorizing people. You're just going to get full stream of just cute little cats.
Exactly. Cats. I think some dog lovers might have jumped in and be like, wait a second. I'm not on board with the cat thing. I'll show you my dog. Which is fine. All that to say that I'm like, that's nice out of respect. So then that's just become a sign of respect and love for the victims and their families. It's all cats.
I'm looking this up online just because I wanted to fact check you. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
These cats are glorious.
They are. They are. And they're way better. And they thought, well, if ISIS is very technologically savvy, so if they still haven't caught the guy.
Yeah.
So
he's on the loose.
Yeah. So if he's searching or his people are searching, you know, any updates that people would post on social media about the investigation, they're not finding anything but cats.
Yeah. So,
and how annoying would that be? I would imagine.
Yes.
As a terrorist, to be like, I can only find cats.
It's the same way, like, people tweet as reporters in the news and things like that. We try not to say people who cause other people's pain their names because it gives them attention.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't say names. You know, we focus on the victims instead.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Yeah, so if you've got a cat and you want to pray for Barcelona, just do hashtag pray for Barcelona.
Does it have to be a Spanish cat?
No.
It could be any kind of cat.
I do like that the term for someone from Spain is a Spaniard.
I know.
That's just awesome.
Spaniards with their cats. Hey, you know what? What I love is I have a picture of like a movie, you know, like where you have the villain, you know what I mean? And he's back in his villain lair. In this case, it'd be some cave or something with ISIS folks or whatever. I'm being stereotypical. But anyway.
You can be stereotypical when it comes to like extreme ISIS, Islamic terrorists. Like
they're
it's
sitting
fine.
Around or whatever. And they're like, you know, how do we do? And they're like, let's check. And then it's like, cats.
Foiled again.
Old Batman cartoon.
Anyway. Right, exactly. It we're sounds ridiculous.
We're with you all morning here on Radio Theology, and we're going to do our best all day to find the positive in a lot of the negative. Hang with us here on 99.5 ZPL, and we're going to have a great morning. It's Selena Gomez. It ain't me. Rise and shine, campers. It's time for Sunday.
I hope there's kids at a camp somewhere that's listening to Radio Theology. The whole cabin's like, guys, turn it on.
Yeah.
Turn it on. That pub pastor is doing it.
They knew we're at camp.
It's that guy with the good hair.
Welcome to Radio Theology. I'm Darren Earlywine, your host, here with Lisa and Ryan and producer Katie. And it's Radio Theology. We're here every Sunday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. And I hope you guys are having a great Sunday. Because we are.
It's a little early. Yeah.
Someone's had their coffee.
Just, one of the four of us.
Just kicked in, my friends.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, I went to the State Fair this week, guys.
Oh, how was it?
Me too.
It was wonderful.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I went to the State Fair, got a grilled cheese sandwich from the Dairy Barn.
Yeah.
Pepper Jack.
Oh, good.
Ooh,
call.
Pepper Jack.
That's the way I roll.
Pretty standard.
Yeah, that's nice.
Then I got a tenderloin that they tried to just hand to me over the counter, but it was so big it had to be brought in on a crane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the State Fair. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know if they gave me a miniature bun or if that tenderloin was that big.
Yeah.
But I was like, guys, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just comical.
Yeah, it was just
to,
dumb.
Like, fold it like, to fit in the bun.
I'm going to eat it all.
Yeah.
And it's going to fit in my stomach somehow. Yeah. But I don't know how it gets in my mouth. Yeah.
Like when I'm that's having to tear off the flaps around to make that happen, that's you know you have a large tenderloin going on. Then I got the Wisconsin deep fried cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, man. Pepper Jack again.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, Pepper Jack was a little spicy.
Yeah, I love the spice.
You know, when I went to high school every Wednesday there at Hamilton Southeastern High School up in Fishers, we had Tenderloin Day in the specialty line. It was $2.50.
You really?
Get yourself like a
deal.
Yeah, Indiana pork tenderloin. Only in the
you
Midwest.
Spicy chicken day.
Pre-Michelle Obama fighting childhood obesity right. campaign.
We just had spicy chicken day at my school.
Oh, spicy chicken is the jam.
And Bosco sticks, but I wasn't a fan.
Oh, can I give a shout out, you guys?
Please do.
Sure.
It is my beautiful little daughter, Olivia Ruth's third birthday.
Aww. Today.
And Josie's was yesterday.
Yeah, they're birthday buddies.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Josie Cat. Happy good morning, my friends. It's Radio Theology.
Woo. Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt.
Body like a back rope.
Got braids in her hair.
Yeah.
I talked to a girl this week who had braids in her hair.
Yeah.
And I saw her and I was like, hey, you got braids in your hair. And I was like, that was odd.
She's like, yes.
She didn't get it. And then I had to move on because it's like, it's not like the next line's going to be good.
No.
Well, it's cool because you got a body like a back road. Oh, it just got more.
Sir, stop talking to me in Sam Hunt lyrics.
Yes.
Stop it.
No more words coming out of your mouth.
How old was she?
It's
a gray area.
She wasn't old.
Okay.
She was young enough that I was like, you know what? No.
I'm going to just back away slowly from this conversation.
Right. Where's the exit ramp for this conversation?
Put the rattlesnake
Let me tell you,
down.
I think I found the tweet you were talking about during the break.
Oh, what's that?
Please tell us.
If you turn off the news and just talk to your neighbors, you'll find that our great country is far more harmonious than you're being told.
Yes.
Oh.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
The great theologian.
The great theologian.
Was he the guy that was like making copies? Was that Rob Schneider?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
I don't know if it's
right.
The same guy or not. I was trying to find it last night because I think it's Rob Schneider, but then I couldn't find it last night before I went to bed. But I like that. And that's we're going to talk about this morning here on Radio Theology is we want to welcome our guest, Tenoria Eskew.
Yeah, Tenoria! I feel like I'm like the Beyonce Sasha Fierce because my voice is different this morning, so I need like a stage name.
Yes.
Oh.
You like, forget what that
what
stage
do you want
name
to be?
Is.
Raspy Weird Lady.
Tenoria. Oh, good. That really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, just, oh, you mean RWL? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, WRL. Weird Raspy Lady.
So you may not recognize Tenoria's voice because she's sick, but she's been on Smiley, but she's been on with us. She was on MasterChef. She's a local chef celebrity. And when we said, you know what, listen, we got to talk about some race relationships in our city. We got to talk about, you know, I mean, racism in general and just what does that look like? How do we find a hopeful thread and what that looks like, you know, to see love overcome hate? Because that's really what needs to happen nationwide. And I love the tweet that you just shared, Lisa, that I think it's true. If you turn the news off, because I want you to realize this, Radio Theology listeners, that the news is not neutral. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about fake news. I'm not Donald Trump. But what I'm saying is, news people, yep, like in news stations, they need to sell ads. Mm. And they need you to watch, and they need you to click, and they need you to buy.
Yeah.
And the greatest motivation to get people to take action and to watch and to buy is fear. And so the media serves fear to you. Be scared. This is crazy. The world's coming to an end. Watch our station because we have to talk about something for 24 hours because we're on 24 hours. Like, don't miss the fact that you are being sold fear. Mm. That doesn't mean that there aren't issues that we need to discuss and that there isn't division. There is division. There is racism in our country. But I think if you turn the, what we want you to do, don't turn off your radio this morning. Turn off your TV for a minute and talk to your neighbor. And so we say, you know what? Tenori is our neighbor. She's our friend. We're three white people plus Katie. We're four white people. Tenori is an African-American woman. We said, listen, we need to at least bring some kind of balance and another perspective so we can have at least a semi, you know, intelligible conversation about what's going on in our country. So, Tenori, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So glad you're here.
Yes. Thanks for being our neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood for Tenoria to come on Radio Theology.
Wow, the remix version.
Yeah. Yes.
Really, so really good. I worked for minutes on that.
You know what, Ryan? We could tell.
Thanks, bro.
So, Tenoria, you know, we've been talking about this this week. We talked to have you coming in, and one of the angles we wanted to take on this conversation was finding, you know, people who are actually doing something to bring positive momentum to the reality that as a people, we got a lot of separation, a lot of misunderstanding, and I think a lot of ignorance. And that there's a difference between ignorance and stupidity, right? When you're ignorant, you just don't have information that you need. When you're stupid, you probably have the information, you're just not applying it to your life, right? So there's stupidity and foolishness, and then there's just ignorance. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing with your Unity Tables, because I love this idea, and I hope it inspires people across our great city to try to push themselves out of their comfort zones and look for unity. Tell us about your Unity Tables.
So I have actually a background in diversity and inclusion from the corporate sense. When I worked at my corporate job, that's what I did. I was the diversity inclusion practitioner. So I'm crazy passionate about it. Like, if I'm not talking about food, I'm talking about diversity. So I attended this conference where these women got together on the stage and had like a forum around a table. And the only thing they had in common was Jesus. Mm. Everything else that about them was different. Their walks of life, their race, their socioeconomic status, all of that was different. And one of the things that they said was, I don't want it to be when I get to heaven that I'm worshiping next to someone who doesn't look like me. Mm. And I was like, mind blown. Yes. So some women that were helping coordinate our portion of the conference, I went to them and I was like, I don't care what you do with that, but I'm your girl. Like, let me do something with that. And that's where Unity Tables blossomed. It's my favorite day of a month or quarter, or however often I do them. I get to cook food, I get to talk about diversity, and I get to talk about Jesus all in one day. And it just makes me so happy.
Yeah.
But it's just a bunch of women sitting around a table sharing their own experiences about race and diversity and struggles. There's tears, there's laughter, there's lots and lots of aha moments. But really what it's probably the best part about these tables is these women sit here and say, holy crap, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My entire like group of people that I was at this conference with, they walked up to me and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to you on a regular basis. And what they were referring to was one of the women at that table said, I know that most of the time when I walk in a room, I'm going to be the only African-American person in the room.
Mm.
That's my life.
Yeah.
Mainly because 90% of my friends are not Black.
Yeah.
So all of my friends and my people and my community, they were like, I had no idea that even crosses your mind. Like, why do you even have to worry about that? And I'm like, it's not so much a worry. It's just my reality.
Tenoria, what I want you to do, you're listening to Radio Theology. That's Tenoria Eskew. She was on MasterChef. She's a good friend of the show. She's talking about Unity Tables that she's put together to bring people from different backgrounds together. Their only commonality is Jesus and their love for him. And how do they bring that together? Tenoria, what I'd like you to do during the break, I want you to tee up a great story of one of those aha moments that when you knew this is making a difference. And I want you to tell that story when we come back from the break. If you have a story of something that you or a friend are doing to make a difference, to bring unity and love to the foreground and the forefront of your life and our community's life, we want you to call in 317-228-1099 and share your story. Stick with us. When we come back from the break, Tenori's going to have this amazing aha moment that soon when she knew these unity tables were making a difference. This is Radio Theology presented by Olivet Nazarene University on 99.5 ZPL. Dropping the hits on you right on a Sunday morning. Welcome to Radio Theology. It's 69 degrees, 820 in the AM. Darren Earlywine here with you with Lisa, Ryan, producer Katie, and the one only Tenori Eskew. It's Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. And a good buddy of mine from back in the day, William, is on the line one. What's up, William?
As you know, I'm actually heading to work at Grace, which is a non-predominantly African-American church, and I'm a person of color, so just having a show that we can have this conversation is very powerful. Couldn't thank you enough, sir.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, William. Yeah, it's we just knew that we would not be doing our job here in Indianapolis if we didn't take some time today and in many days to discuss this and say, hey, you know what? We got a lot to learn. We've got a lot of love to grow in our hearts. And so that's what we're trying to do this morning. I appreciate you calling in and giving us some encouragement, man.
Awesome, man. Hey, I know you're back from East 91st, Spiritual DNA, all the amazing things you continue to do. God bless you, sir.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, buddy. So, yeah, William, encouraging us this morning about this conversation we're trying to have about unity. There's been so much in the news, so much in life that's coming to the surface of a lot of the division, a lot of the hate that divides folks in our country. And I really believe that is true. It's actually happening. That is a reality. But I really do believe that there are more people that want to find ways to learn to unify themselves, to come together, to allow love to be what defines us. And so we want to shine a light on that this morning. Before we went to break, we have Tenori Eskew here. Tenori, friend of the show, friend of Indianapolis. She is Indianapolis's cook. She was on MasterChef. She's an amazing person. She's also an African-American wonderful woman. And so to balance out all the Shea Whiteys that are on this show,
right?
So Tenori, you were talking about this unity tables that you've put together, bringing people from different nationalities, different ways of life. The only common thread they have is that they love Jesus and know that he loves them. And they want to figure out, how do I remove the ignorance in my life and put in some understanding and some love? So you were going to hit us with maybe a moment where you knew this thing is working. These are the aha moments people need.
Yeah. So there was one woman who was an African-American woman married to a white man. And there was a white woman who's married to an African-American man. If they had come to the table not open and not willing to really hear each other, they wouldn't have realized that their experiences in their interracial marriages were almost identical.
Wow.
They had both experienced heartbreak from their families not accepting their spouses. Mm. So both of them shared their stories. And although, I mean, the road that they went down was different, they realized they had this commonality. And they totally could have been like, you don't look like me, so therefore we have nothing in common. But come to find out, they had this deep connection that was in common.
Mm. That's beautiful. And I mean, do you think that is that a key, Tenoria, just stopping long enough to hear someone's story and to
absolutely.
Put yourself in their shoes? I mean, talk to me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that diversity is the education part. So when I want to hear more, I want to know more. That's like me being educated, me trying to at least put my head around what you're experiencing or who you are. The inclusion component is what I do after I'm educated. So I want to be inclusive now that I know a little bit more about you.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an effort to consider what you have to say or consider your walk of life now that I know who you are.
Yeah. Well, and so I'm thinking now, if you provide this setting where it's easy for people to do that.
Yeah.
What if on the street or in our regular lives where we're not like, let's sit around the unity table.
Right.
How do we go about sharing our stories in that way?
I think you have to find, you have to develop a relationship with people that you feel comfortable asking questions. After the events that happened last weekend, I have two friends who are white women that are comfortable enough calling me and saying, I need to process. I'm not 100% sure what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. I need a comfortable, safe place to have that conversation. So it starts with making friends with people that don't look like you. Mm-hmm. And you're making friends with them because you just genuinely want a friend, not just because they don't look like you.
So what we're saying is, don't walk up to somebody tomorrow and be like, hey, Could you be my token black friend right. where I could ask questions yeah. about, like, you actually yeah. need to want to have a friend that's yeah. not just like you.
I check my friends all the time, be like, you need to get more black friends. I cannot be your only black friend. That is not, it's not okay. So, yeah, I don't want to be anyone's token black friend. And I'm sure that white people don't want to be anyone's token white friend. And right. like, yeah, we're great friends. No, we're not.
Right.
So I think first just being interested in people that don't look like you for whatever reason. And once you, like, let the walls come down and have this vulnerable relationship, you can ask those uncomfortable questions. You just have to be willing to hear some things you may not want to hear.
Yeah.
Because the truth will come out and it's going to be eye-opening and it's going to be uncomfortable, but at least you're with a person that is going to kind of love on you a little bit and be gracious about it.
Yeah. You know, and I think, Tenori, we have to be intentional about this in the Midwest. And here's my perspective, and you can tell me what you think about it, is I grew up out in Arizona. And in Arizona, where I grew up in Arizona, in Phoenix area, it was very, very culturally diverse. So my grandma, who lives in Southern Illinois, would come out and all my friends would come over. And my four best friends, one was Hispanic, one was Korean, the other ones were white. I had multiple black friends. And she was like, Darren, when your friends come to our house, like, your house becomes the United Nations. Like, I've never experienced that. Like, in her little town in Illinois, I don't think there's really any diversity.
Yeah.
And so for me, I would, you know, I went to my friends' churches. I went to their house to eat. So I was eating Korean food. I was going to a Korean speaking church and being like, oh, that's what that song sounds like in Korean. For 2 years, I dated a girl that was, you know, that was Hispanic, you know. So I did Christmas at their house and I learned how to make tamales. And I did all this because it was just what you did because you shared life.
Right.
When I moved to the Midwest, one thing that was interesting to me is, like, you know, I almost married a full-blood Hispanic woman and I love that culture. And then I moved to Indiana back in 1996, and I was like, the only time you meet someone of Hispanic heritage, they're usually mowing your lawn.
Right.
And the idea is, oh, you know, and the jokes and the little things that come because there's no exposure or really desire to go, I want to understand that culture because we're so segregated. Mm-hmm. And so what I see is it's not, and I don't know that a lot of Midwestern people, you don't know that. You don't know what you don't know.
Right. I think a lot of people right now, with everything that's going on, they're saying this is not our America or America's not racist. Yeah, it is. You're just not exposed to it.
Yeah.
Or people say, oh, well, I don't see color. You should.
Right. Yeah. You should. That's ignorance.
Want to see how God has uniquely and wonderfully made an individual.
Absolutely.
So I think that just trying to make an effort and not being ignorant, I think in the Midwest, we have the ability to choose to be ignorant because it's not around us. So it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I'm very comfortable over here with these people doing this thing, and these are my people. So if you are just going to continue to think like that, of course you're going to stay ignorant. But now is the time. Like, with everything going on, you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you have an opportunity right now to choose not to be ignorant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to jump into the conversation, maybe you have somebody who's doing something positive in our city to bring about unity, like what Tenori is doing with her Unity Tables. We want to hear about it. We want to inspire people to get out of their comfort zone and to start a conversation, to start a relationship that moves them out of ignorance into understanding and hopefully ends with love. Because that's what our world needs. That's what our city needs. And honestly, you know what? That's what you need in your life to live the life that you were created to live and that God wants for us. So call in if you have somebody that's inspiring you with some idea or momentum or environment they're creating towards love. Call in 317-228-1099. We want to hear about it and help us inspire Indianapolis this morning. We're on Radio Theology here. 99.5 ZPL. Whoa. Presented by Olivet Nazarene University. Here's your favorite, Charlie Puth. Welcome back. Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. Hope you're having a great morning. 69 degrees and sunny outside. It's going to be a nice Sunday. Last day for the state fair. Get out there, man. And enjoy your time at the fair. Katie, you're heading out today, right?
Yes. Today is my day at the fair.
Get out of the way.
Where's your first stop, Katie?
Obviously where the deep fried butter is.
Oh.
I've been waiting for this.
Deep fried butter?
No, I have not had deep fried butter.
Just a stick of butter?
I guess.
No, it's like a fake gel capsule of butter. Yes.
What I want,
they wrap in dough.
Of all of the deep fried things, I want them to take an ice cream sandwich and deep fry it.
No. Now I can talk to you a little
bit
about
that.
That's nice.
That can totally be done.
Can I bring my own and just have them deep fry it?
No.
Yes.
FDA probably says no.
Can you fry this for me? My mom's the health inspector, so maybe.
Oh, well, there you go. Can I be friends with your mom, please?
Yes.
It feels great having Tenori Eskew on because she's a master chef. She's amazing. And it's cool. You can just come up with food stuff. And Tenori goes, that can be done.
Yeah. She's like, it is doable. Yeah,
like, I wouldn't know. You know, you make something up. I'd be like, could you do that? I'd be like, I don't know.
I would say science, no.
There's some drunk college kid in the dorm room kitchen. She's like, yes, it's possible.
I love, that can be done. Anyway, welcome back to Radio Theo. I hope you're having a good Sunday morning. Maybe you're heading to the state fair today. And we're a little heavy on the topic this morning, but we need to be because we got to get out of our comfort zones, Indianapolis. We can hide in our comfort zone, in our normal, in our what we've always known. There is a comfort there, but I guarantee you, staying in your comfort zone, not only does it not lead to you living the best life that you could, but it never leads us, in my opinion, to a great place of love, because we just basically insulate ourselves, and our life really becomes laced with a lot of selfishness. And so we had Tenori come in. We've obviously had a very crazy really kind of, in a lot of ways, disgusting week as a country.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that we've seen, some of the language, some of the images, it's really, really troubling. And you have a couple options when you see things that you hate. You can turn your TV off and put a pillow over your head and pretend like they don't exist.
Yeah.
Or you can actually get active in making a difference. And so we're trying to start a conversation about diversity, about unity, and bring a positive angle to it this morning on Radio Theology, saying, hey, what are some positive things you can do to actually make a difference? Because it is one thing to like something someone said on Facebook or share it, and that is a cultural conversation. But here in a little bit, before the end of the hour, I'm going to share my thought of the day. And today's thought of the day is just basically going to delve into the past of our country, when there were some really dark, evil times in our country where there were hundreds of thousands of people that put their life on the line to make a difference for love. And I think we need to be inspired by them this morning. So that's a little foreshadowing. Stick with us to hear the thought of the day later. But Tenori, we were talking about maybe just some practical things. Maybe somebody's listening this morning. They go, you know what? I guilty. I'm ignorant. I live in my just a little white bubble of life. Or maybe I live in a little black, you know, bubble or Hispanic or Asian bubble of life. Yep. Everybody in my life, at least 95% of them look, think, believe just like me. What are some practical things that we could do as Hoosiers, as neighbors, to actually begin to expand that circle and expand our knowledge?
I think if you just want to invite someone that doesn't look like you for coffee or to dinner or to take them dinner, I'm always trying to get food involved, because when you put something to eat or something to do in between two people where you're still capable of having a conversation, that makes you a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
It gives you something to do with that awkward tension. There's also a really great resource called BeTheBridgeBuilder.com.
BeTheBridgeBuilder.com.
Yes. And there's a guide that you can download. It's called The Bridges to Racial Reconciliation. And I think it's 8 weeks. It's either 8 or 10 weeks, where it kind of gives you an opportunity to get in one of these unity table concepts and have these groups of people and have these discussions. So if you find like-minded individuals that don't look like you, which sounds really weird, but if you find like-minded individuals that don't look like you that want to have these conversations, start. You don't even have to make a fancy MasterChef Tenoria dinner, although you can call me and pay me to do it.
TenoriasTable.com.
Hashtag plug.
Yeah.
But you can just get some wine and some cheese or a beer and some pizza and have this conversation. You could also, there's some great books. My Unity Table's actually currently reading a book right now called Disunity in Christ.
Yes, I've read that.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, really.
I'm
good.
Supposed to.
What book haven't you read?
Really?
That is yet to be, I don't know.
If you want
to
be a leader.
It hasn't been written yet.
Well done, Ryan.
Yeah, Disunity in Christ is a great book. I was actually, as you're talking, I'm looking up my notes because I'm a nerd about that book. So keep talking. I'm going to find some good stuff.
So yeah, my whole Unity Table is reading that book, but it just kind of came up because someone said, hey, I think you would love this book. Here, read it. So find a book. There's plenty of people to follow on social media, like Latasha Morrison and God, my brain is slipping me right now. But if you just look for resources, just Google books about diversity and inclusion. Oh, gosh, another book, Unconscious Bias, is an amazing book. For the people that say that they didn't know or they're clueless or I'm not really a racist, I don't have any prejudices. Everybody's got prejudices. Yeah. I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's this book called Unconscious Bias that is amazing. It basically, like, it gets in your head and tells you, dude, look at that. You just, you know, you clutched your purse. Why did you do that? Mm. Or you rolled up your car window. Or the person that gets into their garage and closes the garage before they get out of the car because they don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
You've got reasons for doing that. So it kind of breaks down all of those things, and it's really, really eye-opening. Yeah. So get a book. Make a friend.
Yes, Rhino.
I got two awesome quotes from that book, Disunity in Christ. It's by a woman named Christina Cleveland. She says, to partake in the sacrificial love of God is to participate in sacrificial love with all others, not just the ones who are part of my homogenous Christian group. She goes on to say, this is a great one, not only is Jesus serious about crossing boundaries to pursue us, but he's also equally serious about our crossing boundaries to pursue others. He has shown us how to do it.
Mm.
Disunity in Christ is the book. Christina Cleveland.
That's great stuff. You know, as I was, scrolling through Twitter this week, I found a tweet that just stopped me in my tracks. It's going to be part of the thought of the day before the top of the hour, so don't miss that. But one thing I kept seeing is there was a hashtag going around. It really kind of smacked me in my face, but it was said, like, white Christian silence. And I had to stop for a minute and think about that because it's one of the worst kept secrets, I think, in America is one of the most segregated hours of the week is 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Like
that's a problem, friends. You know what I mean? Like if you're driving to church right now and when you get there, you look around and 95% of the people are the same color that you are. That's not the kingdom of God.
Right.
That's not what the Lord really like. That's not his idea. Mm-hmm. Like we did that. Because I don't know if I really like their music that much, or I don't know if I get that, or we don't social. I mean, whatever the excuse is, it's not okay. And it doesn't give the world a picture of this is what unity, this is what love, this is what the world looks like. And so there is a part where and one of the reasons we want to do this show is that I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
Like, but I gotta own the fact that I am. Like, I have my prejudice. I have my view. I can't get out of the way that I view the world because it's the way I view the world. What I can do is begin to expand the way that I do see the world, expand my knowledge base, have those conversations because I don't want to be a part of that silence. I don't want to be a part of that just, well, I get uncomfortable. I don't know what to do, so I do nothing.
Right.
We've done that too long. And just speaking to the Christian community in Indianapolis, it's time for us to do a better job. It's time for us to lead. We're not to be on the peripheral of society. We're to be on the front edge of it. And if we're the people that are representing actually ambassadors of God, we need to be the people that are stepping to the front and saying, this is what it looks like to love. This is what it looks like to sacrifice. This is what it looks like to lead. This is what it looks like to be humble and actually make a difference because it is our calling to create the future, not respond to the present or the past. And so let's get busy loving and leading because our city needs it, and it's what we were actually called to
preach,
do.
Bro. Yes. Come on.
Woo.
Do it.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Wow.
You know, I wish I grew up in a black church because in a white church, if I really get going preaching, it's crickets. No one's saying anything.
Yeah. Or tennis clap.
Maybe tennis clap. And I'm like, I'm sweating and working hard.
I really wish you would tone it down.
Yeah,
wow.
I've had a couple chances to go speak in a predominantly African-American church. And every once in a while, the organ will get going.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, it's basically like I'm in a movie montage. You know what I mean? And the soundtrack's kicking in.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my gosh.
I'm a decent preacher. But if I had a choir and an organ behind me, I could slay. I mean, I just...
Okay, we'll try that next time.
Oh, wow.
Well, my name, Darren, D-A-R-O-N, is actually the African feminine spelling of the name.
Yeah.
So in my heart and soul, I think I'm actually a black woman.
Are you?
You're happy
there. I think so as well.
Do you sense that, Tenoria?
Not at all.
We're working towards unity. We're making it awkward right here on Radio Theology presented by Olivet Nazarene University on 99.5 ZPL. Demi Lovato right here on Radio Theology, 99.5 ZPL. You know, it's a tough thing for I'm 39 years old, and so I've got kids. I got a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old. we watched a lot of a lot of Nickelodeon, a lot of Disney Channel.
Yep.
And what's odd is our people like our Ariana Grandes, our Demi Lovatos, growing at when I was raising my kids when they were little, all of them were on like Disney and stuff. Mm-hmm. So Demi Lovato is me. Like she was on like Sunny with a Chance, some show. So every time
that's
she comes
exactly
on,
the show.
That was a show, wasn't
yes.
it? So every time she comes on, I'm like, oh, she's the goofy, funny, sunny one from that show like a decade ago. And then you see her video, you're like, she ain't sunny anymore.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Demi Lovato here on Radio Theology. Hey, we're talking about love this morning, which is not out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. But in the context of how do we love, across racial lines? How do we across our levels of comfort, right? And so if you missed the thought of the day, we just did it just a minute ago. And what we're going to do before the end of the 9 o'clock hour, and if you can't catch it then, it'll be on iTunes, and we'll send it out through our Facebook site. And in fact, if you haven't jumped on Facebook and liked Radio Theology, listen, everybody's doing it. So jump on and like us there on Twitter. Stay connected to what we're doing here at Radio Theology. But you don't want to miss today's Thought of the Day. It's the first time I have a Thought of the Day. I actually I got a little misty.
You did.
Crying.
You pulled Elisa, as it were. Yeah.
I saw it real time. I was like, I don't know if his pants are too tight or if he's just... Or if he's like being moved,
like he can't get it out of here.
It was awesome, yeah. Dude. I loved it.
I was trying to pull it together, but I couldn't. It was just it
welcome
was
to my world. That's ordering takeout for me.
What?
That is so true.
Well, Lisa, you had a quote about loving our enemies that you found. Share that with us.
Yeah, we were joking, not joking, but joking in the break. Like, hey, I wonder if there's ever a white supremacist who has actually become a real Christian.
Yes.
Not one of the fake Christians that they think they
because,
are.
Because, we want to be very clear on it. If you're a white supremacist, you
are not a Christian.
Jesus. Hey, side note, Jesus was a brown Middle Eastern.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And Jewish, I believe.
Right.
But this guy he's now a
very Jewish, like the king of the Jews. Yes.
He's now a Catholic, and he says, we have to go past loving our neighbors. Of course, love your neighbor, but go past that to love your enemy. He said, make no mistake about it. Love is a powerful weapon against our enemies. Hatred hurts our enemies, but it doesn't stop them from being our enemies. On the contrary, it inflames their hatred. Love, on the other hand, does not hurt our enemies. It only hurts their hatred. Ooh. And in hurting their hatred, it heals their hearts, turning an enemy into a friend.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Here's the deal. A lot of people will miss this. The beauty of the gospel is that in our terms, we think, oh.
Brian, when you say, what does gospel mean? For people right now listening, like, gospel, what did he just say? He used a churchy word.
I don't know.
Well, you're the pastor, Darren, so bring it.
So the word gospel means good news.
Yeah.
So people talk about the gospel of Jesus means what's the good news about what Jesus is and did.
Right.
So what's the good news?
Now, our mind goes, oh, white supremacist, horrible person. And it is horrible. Like, the evil in their heart, the hate is absolutely atrocious, right? However, no one is far enough from the goodness and the grace and the love and forgiveness of God. And like that is what is totally different, not about Christianity as a religion, but as Jesus, as the hope that he offers, is that, yes, you can be the worst of the worst of the worst. However, his cross solves that, and the offer is for all. Now, the issue is, how do we reach those people who are thinking that's their norm? I mean, they're raising their children literally to believe the same horrible and atrocious things that they do. And it is going to take one conversation at a time. It is going to take one brave step out of our comfort zone that could feel totally awkward, even to just have a conversation with someone who does not look like us, think like us, go to the same church as us, that will hopefully move the world towards that ultimate point.
You know what, Tenori, I'm putting you on the spot this morning. Here's what I was wondering. What if we put together a Radio Theology unity table. Maybe the five of us invite some listeners to join us for dinner here in the near future, in the next week or two or this month.
Oh, I like that.
And we have our...
You had me at dinner.
Especially the dinner.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we put together a Radio Theology unity table, would you be willing to help us put that together with the food, train us a little bit on unity and be a part of that?
Absolutely.
How about this? How many, if we already have us five, I mean, could we do a table of 10, table of 12? What do you think, Tenori?
I say 10 to 12. Once you get past 12 to 15, people just don't have a voice.
All right.
So you're going to have a lot of people just sitting back, not saying anything. But yeah, I think 12 is a solid number.
Okay. Well, I failed math twice in college. So there's five of us. So how many open spaces?
That would be seven.
Seven. So how about this? Whether you call in or you tweet at us or at Facebook, reach out to us. If you'd like to be a part of a Radio Theology unity table, we're going to put together in the next month. So Nori's going to cook. We're going to eat. We're going to have a unity building, sometimes awkward, loving conversation.
Now, before I commit,
yes.
What's for dinner?
No, no, no. You don't get to know.
What?
That's the beauty of
tonight. Is
tonight.
Chef
you.
Right.
Am I preparing dinner?
You're throwing down, Tenoria.
Oh.
It's going to be so
We're
good.
We're getting signed up for stuff.
It makes me so happy.
What I want, Tenoria, I want you to put something together that when we hear it, we go, that's not supposed to go together.
It's not going
to
be good.
Like when you had the pickled
fried chicken
watermelon.
And pickled water.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, Turner, what are we having? Well, our appetizer is pickled watermelon and chicken. And I was like,
sorry, what?
But it was amazing. So if you'd like to be a part of a Radio Theology Unity table, sit down with some folks you don't know and say, hey, let's figure out how we come together as a community. Call in right now, 317-228-1099. If we get 7 callers, then, hey, the first 7 callers get to be a part of our Unity table. Or you can also tweet at us, at Radio Theology, and let us know you want to be a part of the table. And let's build some unity here in Indianapolis. This is Radio Theology, presented by Olivet Nazarene University on 99.5 ZPL.
Today's story, bros, comes from the book of Genesis, which you can find towards the very front of the Broly Bible. Perhaps you recall it from Sunday school back in the day, or you've seen a horrible movie version of it starring Russell Brough. We bring to you now the story of Broa's Ark. Here we bro. A long time ago, there was a man named Broa who found great favor in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah. Broa and his wife had 3 sons named Shem, Ham, and Japheth, each of whom had a wife of their own. Bros, I don't know if you caught that just now, but yes, one of Broa's sons' name was Ham. If he were one of my bros, I would have nicknamed him Honeybaked, but I digress. Anyway, God had seen how blatantly wicked, evil, violent, and corrupted the people of the earth had become, and was intent to bring floodwaters upon the entire earth to destroy them all. It was about to be game over. But God knew Broa's heart was faithful towards him, so God instructed Broa to build a giant ark and gave him a bunch of borderline bro CD instructions about its size, materials, and layout. So Broa obediently got to work and built that giant wooden vessel that would deliver God's salvation to mankind. Oh, side note, did I mention that Broa was 600 years old when all this was going down? Because he was. Homeboy probably wore black socks with his sandals and ate dinner at 3 o'clock every day at MCL Cafeteria. Anyway, as if being told by the creator of the universe to build a giant boat that would rescue humanity from its sin and rebellion wasn't a big enough challenge, Broa was also given the task of taking care of a male and female of every kind of land and air animal the entire time he and his family were going to be on the ark. If Broa were on LinkedIn, his bio would have read, "Boat builder, veterinarian, God's last bro on earth." God commanded Broa to get his family aboard the ark because he was about to make the floodwaters burst out upon the earth. God brought all the animals to the ark, each with its corresponding mate. Now, we don't know for sure specifically which animals were there, but we can only imagine what it must have been like for Broa to look out and possibly see a long, long line of flamingos, broala bears, bro-rangutans probably eating some fruit, making weird faces. Maybe some mesquite bros, anabropes, various arthropods, and of course the majestic hippopotamus. All waiting to board their all-inclusive year-long cruise over the earth below. Eventually, God brought a wind over the waters and caused them to recede via evaporation. The ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat, which many biblical scholars believe to be what we would call modern-day Turkey or Armenia. Nerd alert! To assess the state of affairs outside the ark, Broa sent out a dove, which returned to him with a freshly plucked olive leaf. He waited a week, sent out the dove once more, but this time the dove did not return. Broa knew that the waters had finally dried up across the earth. Shortly after this, God called Broa, his family, and all the animals out of the ark and commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. Bow, 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 bow! Oh, yeah. You see, when a mommy and a daddy love each other, they hug in a special way. And given the divine green light, they repopulate the entire planet. Bow, chicka, wow, wow. God then said to Broa and his sons, "I establish my covenant with you. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you. a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. Centuries later, bros, God would call for another wooden vessel, the cross of his only son Jesus, to deliver not judgment, but forgiveness upon all of mankind, and to restore all of his creation. But that's a story for another time. Until then, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Bible Bros, only on Radio Bro Theology.
It's the thought of the day with Pastor Darren.
I read a tweet this week that stopped me in my tracks. It said this: if you wonder what you would have done during slavery, the Holocaust, and the civil rights movement, you're doing it now. Ouch. I had to stop and look at that tweet, that thought in my life, and it was an uncomfortable moment. Because I believe we're living during a historic period in the time of America. And the question is this: how will history remember you? When you look back at the darker, more evil times in our history, when slavery or the Holocaust or the segregation era of America, I would like to think if I was alive then, I would have done something. I would have stood up to that evil. But here's the question: am I doing anything now? And as monumental as those times were, there's another date that I think has marked our ability to respond appropriately. It's September 26, 2006. You see, my friends, I believe that was the day that likes and shares began to replace love and sacrifice. That's the day that Facebook became available to the general public. And since that date, oftentimes your good intentions, they actually replaced real action and real sacrifice. And the result is that nothing changes. You like something, you share something, you comment, you change your profile picture for the week, but you don't actually do anything. That wasn't always the case in our country. Here's a few other dates. April 9th, 1865, it's the day the Civil War ended, but not before 360,000 Union soldiers gave their life fighting to liberate slaves from the South. Or how about September 2nd, 1945, it's the day that World War II ended, but not before 1,076,245 U.S. soldiers laid down their lives fighting the axis of evil. Or how about August 28, 1963, over 250,000 people marched with MLK in Washington, standing arm in arm against racism in our country. People marched with MLK, soldiers fought and died fighting the Nazis. It was action, it was sacrifice, it was love in action. Likes and shares and emojis, they're not love in action. They're not sacrifice. You see, history remembers these folks and these heroes who changed the world for good because they took action. They risked their lives, their friendship, their reputation, and often their lives for love. Jesus said it like this: this is my command, love one another the way I love you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. Wow, that's intense, Jesus. You know, the best way to love is to put my life on the line for my friends. Well, you know what? I'm more into liking their pictures and sharing their good things they say on Twitter. And I kind of like hanging out together with my best friends to just avoid any awkward moments. But Jesus seems to think that's not going to change the world with love. That to change it is actually going to take risk. Now, I'm not saying to make a difference we all need to go out and die for something. However, what I am saying this morning is that if we truly care about something for the causes that actually move our heart, we must begin to fully live. Laying down your life doesn't have to mean that you die, but it surely means more than a like or a share on social media. It means giving your time, your money, and possibly your reputation to stand for what is right. It means forcing yourself out of your carefully constructed comfort zones to inhibit a space of change and embrace an environment of love. Just to remind us, that's an environment, friends, that is patient and kind, merciful, graceful, forgiving, and steadfast. It doesn't give up. It always hopes. It never fails. In a time when our world needs more love, we need the people of this country with more sacrifice and action. And if you're disgusted by what happened this week in Charlottesville, good. Talk about it. Share it on Facebook and Twitter, but don't stop there. After you like or share or post, do something. Invite someone over for dinner or drinks that doesn't look like you or think like you or believe like you do. Get out of your comfort zone. Educate yourself. Go serve someone in our city. Begin praying for the peace and the prosperity of our city. Because, my friends, history will not remember us by our posts. History will remember us by our love. So let's get busy taking action for love. And that, my friends, is our Radio Theology Thought of the Day.